3. HMS Chihiro, 50, Garath Bay, Kingdom of Dolar. My lord, Bishop Stiefen and Admiral Holland are about to come alongside. The Earl of Thirsk looked up from the report on his desk as the rather dashing young man with coal-black hair stuck his head respectfully into the day cabin with the announcement. Lieutenant Abel Bardilon, Sir Abel Bardilon on social occasions, was the youngest brother of the Baron of Westbar. His brother's barony was located in the southwestern corner of the Duchy of Winborn, which happened to be completely landlocked. Despite that, Bardilon had made his preference for a naval career clear at an early age. In fact, according to his somewhat exasperated brother, his very first sentence had been, "Avast there, you nanny!" Most people considered that a likely exaggeration, but his family, which had provided officers to the Royal Army since time out of mind, truly had done its best to dissuade him from such an unnatural step. Stubbornness, however, was one of young Bardilon's most pronounced characteristics, and his various brothers, sisters, cousins, aunts, and uncles had given up the task before he turned 20. His parents had been wise enough to abandon the effort much sooner than that. Now, about 5 years later, young Bardilon had found himself assigned as Thirsk's flag lieutenant. He had not, to put it mildly, thought much of the assignment when it was first offered to him. He would vastly have preferred the command of one of the Navy's new brigs, or, failing that, a first lieutenancy on one of the galleons. And to be fair, he would have been qualified for either. True, he wasn't the seaman many of the Navy's old sailing masters were, yet unlike altogether too many of the old Navy's officers, he'd made a conscientious effort to acquire at least the rudiments of seamanship, and there'd never been anything wrong with his courage or fighting ability. Despite that, he'd resigned himself to his new post with a minimum of complaint. He later admitted to Thirsk that his original intention had been to do his best brainless noble fop imitation to convince Thirsk to replace him, but he'd gotten over that quickly as he found himself plunged into the enormous task of building a brand new navy, a navy based on the professional Carisian model from the waterline up. Unlike too many old Navy officers, he'd not only understood what Thirsk wanted to accomplish, but actually approved wholeheartedly. He was also astute enough to recognize the enemies Thirsk was making along the way, and the Earl's unflinching willingness to do just that had won Bardilon's admiration. Admiration which had transmuted into devotion over the past strenuous 5 days and months. Which probably explained the trepidation hovering behind his eyes. It was well hidden, that trepidation, but Thirsk knew him too well not to see it.
"Thanks for the warning, Abel," the Earl said now mildly, as he heard the bosun's pipes and the rush of feet across the deck.
Captain Bycett had obviously spotted the approaching barge and called away the proper side party.
"Please go and make certain Martin's prepared to join us," Thirsk continued. "And tell Pierre to break out a bottle of my best whiskey, then stand by to escort our guests aft."
"Yes, my lord."
Bardilon started to withdraw, but Thirsk's raised finger stopped him.
"Yes, my lord."
"I've known Admiral Holland for a great many years, Abel, and so far at least I've heard that Bishop Stiefen is fairly reasonable. I don't anticipate finding myself locked in a death struggle with either of them the next few hours."
He smiled ever so slightly.
"I trust I make myself clear?"
"Yes, my lord, of course."
Bardilon might have colored just a bit, although it was difficult to tell against his dark and darkly tanned complexion. Then the young man smiled a bit sheepishly.
"Sorry about that, my lord," he said in a more natural tone. "It's just..."
He broke off with a quick little headshake, and Thirsk's smile broadened.
"Trust me, Abel, I know exactly what it is,
and I appreciate your loyally supportive attitude, shall we say? His eyes glinted wickedly as Bardalon raised one hand in the gesture of a fencer acknowledging a touch. I think it's fairly evident no one could be moving the shipyards along any faster than we are, though, the Earl continued, his smile fading into a more sober expression. And Duke Thorast and his friends are just going to have to put up with my little training missions, I'm afraid. Bardalon looked very much as if he would have liked to argue about that last statement. Although his older brother was a mere baron, Bardalon was a distant cousin of Duke Winborn's, and he'd absorbed the realities of the deadly infighting between the Kingdom of Dolar's great nobles with his mother's milk. He was well aware that the Duke of Thorast and his allies, however deeply they might protest their loyalty in public, never missed an opportunity to slide another dagger into Thirsk's back. At the moment, they were concentrating on the disgraceful slothfulness with which the fleet was being built, on the one hand, and on the Earl's ill-considered and manifestly dangerous training exercises on the other. All of which, whether or not the Earl chose to admit it worried him, obviously had a little something to do with this morning's meeting. Go on now. Thirsk made shooing motions with one hand. Bardalon gave him a quick smile, nodded, and disappeared, and Thirsk gathered up the report he'd been reading and jogged the pages neatly together. He put them into a folder, slid the folder into his desk drawer, and climbed out of his chair to walk across to the cabin's great stern windows. He folded his hands behind him, gazing out through the salt-mottled glass at Garath Bay. It was cold, with a brisk wind raising a wicked chop, and he hoped Bishop Stiphon Mike and Admiral Powell Holland hadn't gotten themselves too badly soaked during the long row out to Chihiro. Whether they'd managed to stay dry or not, they were undoubtedly going to be thoroughly chilled. And he looked over his shoulder as Pyair Sabrahan, his valet, quietly entered the cabin.